Landing Craft Headquarters 317. Early History. Ordered and delivered as a landing craft infantry, large, for the U.S. Navy, she was built by Todd and Deary, Barber, New Jersey. She was laid down on November 21, 1942 and was to be completed as a U.S. Navy flotilla flagship and was launched on December 12. She was transferred to the Royal Navy under the Lend-Lease Agreement on February 16, 1943 and commissioned as LCI, L-317. From Barbara, New Jersey, she sailed to Staten Island, New York for a short shakedown and workup in the New York area. On completion she sailed for Norfolk Navy Yard, Virginia, for repairs and alterations. Here the installation of plastic armor, sounding equipment, sponsons and flare plates was completed. Before leaving Norfolk she was degaussed and calibrated at the Sewall's Point Magnetic Range, and visited the U.S. Naval Ammunition Depot, St. Julian's Creek, Virginia, to embark small arms and gun ammunition. On March 27 she sailed in company with LCILs 114, 117, 185, 187, 249, 250, 253, 260, 263, 269, 273, 275, 296, 297, 298, 299, and 314, for Gibraltar in the sixth delivery flight of these new craft. From Gibraltar the flight proceeded to Algiers, here they were allocated to operational flotillas. LCI, L-317 was in action during Operation Husky, the Allied invasion of Sicily, July 10, 1943, putting ashore men from the 51st Highland Division, sailing for Malta later that day. She next participated in Operation Baytown on September 3, 1943, landing troops of the Northants Regiment at Reggio, Italy. Conversion to a headquarters ship. Having arrived in the UK in early 1944, she underwent a period of modification to convert her into a landing ship, headquarters. This involved turning one of the troop decks into operations rooms and wireless offices, the installation of additional British command and control and communications equipment, 6 Army No. 22 radio sets, 6 CDGB-28 receivers, 1 CDFB-29 receiver, echo sounding type 763, 8 type visual signals, lanterns and torches, type 970 radar for navigation and control of assault craft, outfit QHG hyperbolic radio nav aid, and 1 TCS transmitter. A tripod foremast was added to mount the additional aerials. Additional single cabins were installed to accommodate assault force staff officers when embarked. Operation Neptune. On June 1, 1944, she was at Southampton as part of the massing assault forces of Operation Neptune, the seaborne invasion of Normandy. LCH 317 was one of 4 landing craft headquarters ships in Assault Force G, Group G1, operating with LCHs 100, 187, and 275, the LSILs Empire Arquebus, Empire Crossbow, Empire Spearhead, and Glenarn. LCH 317 and 187 were part of the ferry craft unit for the landings on Gold Beach, between the Hamel and Larivee, in the sectors codenamed Jig and King. They were tasked with coordinating the rapid and almost continuous discharge of coasters, motor transport ships, and personnel ships over the beaches. LCH 317 was under the charge of Commander Hayward Lonsdale, RN. Senior Officer Ferry Craft, responsible for motor transport and personnel, LCH 187 under Commander H. Nicholas, RNR. Senior Officer Ferry Craft, responsible for stores, LCH-100 was carrying Commander R. Alexander, RN. Deputy Senior Officer Assault Group, Sector Jig, and LCH-275 was carrying Commander E.N. Haynes, RN. Deputy Senior Officer, Assault Group, Sector King. The landing at Gold was set for 7:25 on the morning of June 6, 1945. By the end of D-Day, 24,970 men had been landed at Gold Beach, along with 2,100 vehicles and 1,000 tons of supplies. During an air raid the night of 7-8 June, Anson Dr. Gardiner, DVG, U.S. Navy Reserve, and Jack R. Spittal, EM-2C, both attached to the staff of Commander LST Flotilla 17, were wounded while aboard LCH-317. Both men were part of the Ferrycraft Administration staff, and received bullet and shrapnel wounds which necessitated their evacuation to England. On June 9, LCH-317 was further damaged by a German bomb, but remained on station for a further 2 weeks before she withdrew and sailed to Southend, anchoring there on June 25 to await repairs. Allocated to the East Indies Fleet. On completion of her repairs, LCH-317 was moved to Collingwood Dock, Liverpool, where Lieutenant S. Henry D.S.C. was appointed as her new commanding officer. After some crew changes, she sailed for Birkenhead Dock for a compass swing before proceeding to Troon in Scotland to work up. At Troon, the crew participated in exercises designed to bring the ship up to operational readiness before being reassigned to operate with the East Indies Fleet and the upcoming invasion of Singapore. After the D-Day landings, plans were made to relocate large numbers of major landing craft from the UK to the Eastern Theatre under the codename Appian. Convoys of craft, referred to as flights, sailed for India, calling at Gibraltar, Oran, Malta, Port Said, Aden, and Bombay. The first flight, A, sailed on November 15, 1944. LCH-317 sailed as part of Flight D, which comprised of 36 landing craft from several flotillas. Some were vessels that failed to sail with earlier flights. These included 70th Flotilla LCT-1329, 334th Flotilla LCGLs 18, 424, and 426, 72nd Flotilla LCT-738, 741, 742, 913, 1147, and 1149, 9th Flotilla LCTs 441, 451, 462, 466, 489, 7022, and 7023. She embarked Lieutenant Commander Miller, RN. Senior Officer KLCT Squadron and his staff at Falmouth for passage to Cochin, southern India. Lieutenant Commander Miller was in command of Flight E during passage to Gibraltar. LCH-317's ultimate destination was Kiapu on the Arakan coast of Burma. Appian Flight E was due to sail from Falmouth on January 19, 1945, but sailing was delayed until the start of February due to bad weather in the Atlantic and Biscay areas. LCH-317 and the LCT squadron staff detached from Flight E at Gibraltar and proceeded for Port Said to transit the Suez Canal, the LCTs follow-on in their own time. On reaching Cochin, Lieutenant Commander Miller and his staff were disembarked. Orders were received to make all speed to Kiapu, Ramri Island, as she had been allocated to participate in Operation Dracula, the amphibious assault on Rangoon. Operation Dracula. Vessels for the operation were moved from their bases in Ceylon and India in late April to gather off the islands of Akiab and Kiakpu, off the coast of Burma. The main assault force sailed in four convoys from Kiakpu. The slowest, Dog of 4 knots, on April 27, followed by Easy on the 28th and Charlie and Baker at roughly 24-hour intervals thereafter. LCH 317, in company with LCH 101, and LCH 267 sailed from Kiakpu on April 29 in assault convoy Charlie. LCH 317 broke down on May 1 and was taken in tow by one of their escorts, the Indian sloop Kauvery. Once assembled, the ships of the four convoys formed into two assault groups codenamed W1 and W2. Assault Group W1, commanded by Captain E. Tyndale Cooper, consisted of the landing ships, infantry, Persimmon and Barpeter, landing craft, headquarters, 317, 4 landing craft, infantry, 9 landing craft, tank, 3 landing craft, gun, 2 motor launches and 4 harbor defense motor launches. Assault Group W2, commanded by Captain T. I. S. Bell DSC, consisted of the landing ships, infantry, Silvio, Glenroy and Prince Albert, landing craft, headquarters, 101, 10 landing craft, infantry, 8 landing craft, tank, 2 landing craft, gun, and an unstated number of motor launches and harbor defense motor launches. The assault convoys arrived at the lowering positions 30 miles off the Yangon River during the night 1st-2nd May. Captain Tyndale Cooper, Senior Officer Assault Group W1, with Brigadier L. V. Hutchison commanding the 71st Indian Infantry Brigade, transferred from HMS Smith to LCH 317. Captain Bell with Brigadier I. Lauder, commanding the 36th Indian Infantry Brigade, transferred from HMS Waveney to LCH 101. At 02:30 on May 2, the assault group were formed up on the LCHs. Once the maneuver was completed, the two groups set off for the beaches. The landing craft touched down shortly after 7 o'clock. Assault Group W1 at Kyorkton Creek on the eastern bank of the Yangon River, Assault Group W2 at Sadingmut on the western bank. After encountering no opposition to the landings, the Japanese had already left Rangoon. Captain Tyndale Cooper ordered LCH 317 and several LCTs to proceed up the Yangon River towards Rangoon town. LCT 1238 ran over a magnetic mine soon after entering the river, killing 3 officers and 4 ratings. LCH 317 pressed ahead and secured alongside the quay in Rangoon town at 1700 on May 3. The first troops were landed to discover the last Japanese had fled only hours before. The task of recovering the bodies from the wreck of LCT 1238 fell to the crew of LCH 317. Lieutenant Henry oversaw the burial of those men who could be found in graves ashore. All assault vessels were released for return to India on May 8. LCH 317 departed for Mandapam after Captain Tyndale Cooper and his staff took up residence ashore. Mandapam. On arrival at the RN base at Mandapam, LCH 317 joined the LCIL flotilla that was already stationed there under the overall command of Commander A.J. Villiers, RNVR. The next few months were spent doing various ferry runs, including regular round trips to Colombo to carry WRNS personnel to attend weekly dances. In July, she moved to Trincomalee with other assault forces in preparation for the next operation, Zipper, the seaborne assault of Northwest Malaya in the Port Dickson, Port Swettenham area. Due to be executed in September 1945, Zipper was put on hold in August when the Japanese surrender was announced after the dropping of the atomic bombs. A modified plan for Zipper was organized but could not be put into action until after the formal surrender in Tokyo Bay on September 2. Although this still called for an amphibious assault in the Port Dickson, Port Swettenham area, LCH 317 was not required for this. Post-war. It is not clear what duties were performed by LCH-317 after the war ended. She was almost certainly employed ferrying stores and equipment for humanitarian relief efforts as the Allies liberated occupied territories. Lieutenant Henry left the ship in March 1946 to return to the UK, and LCH-317 was returned to US naval custody on April 13, 1946. She was struck from the US naval register on June 5, 1946. The vessel was transferred to the State Department for disposal and sold on February 13, 1948. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.